My new idea of actually having a little audio boom on a subject that I know nothing about, and I'm going to pontificate for as long as I can, and hopefully from that will come the odd bit of gold. It's kind of a test in some ways, because as a radio presenter, supposedly we can often talk for ages. Not all talk radio or talk sport type presenters, but generally radio presenters, they love the sound of their own voice. And I'm kind of one of those oddities in the case of that over the years, I've not loathed my voice, but I want to talk less and less and less. And actually, all I want to do really is hear other people. And actually, I love the sound of other people's voices. So I'm actually listening to their nuances, their accents, the way they talk for ages. And it's a little bit like people watching, you know, at cafes. I'm kind of voice listening. And I kind of tend to stop talking in order to hear people's voices. And if they're particularly interesting or got an odd character or accent or something like that, then I'm listening more and more and more and more and more. And sometimes I'm actually almost replaying what they've just said in my head, just rehear the particular nuances or something they said or accent they did. And radio, for me, is like gold dust. So, you know, though I don't really listen to the talk radio kind of channels, but I love listening to radio in the sense that hearing those accents and hearing it in proper quality sound, and therefore I can really focus and concentrate on the nuances, the accents, and the style, way people would say things. And sometimes, especially with regional accents, people seem to talk as if they've got catchphrases by the tonload. And you know, kind of thing. There are catchphrases, especially in the UK, all over the place, that have been handed down either deliberately or by osmosis, from family and friends, or the gambit of television comedy over the years. And you kind of think to yourself, where do they get that from? Well, I kind of do, because, like I say, I love listening to voices and accents and stuff like that. So I'm kind of listening to what they're saying and thinking to myself, where do they get what? And I kind of want to go away and research what I've just heard. A point in question was just today at work, and that we was talking about the fact that Chris Evans is leaving Top Gear, and this is going to date time this particular audio boom, but and the supposed talk of U-Tree and the connection with Chris Evans. Now, there's nothing factual in that, but it was just banter in the office. And as we were talking, I went, "I'm getting the word nonce," and it kind of sent me on to where did I hear that expression before? And of course, it's not an expression. It's actually a comedy character from one of Peter Kay's Phoenix Nights. And it's something I have a lot. I hear catchphrases, I hear lines from shows. And it's not like people who can quote Monty Python and Blackadder every single time they'll come up with a line, and they'll go off and off and off. And though I have those moments, it was a case of sometimes I hear a phrase or whatever, and I think, I know where that comes from. And it's a bit like songs in the charts or in the records that you hear over the years. You kind of start hearing it in your head or whatever. From a DJ's point of view, the first couple of notes, and you know exactly where that come from. And then it's just a case of narrowing it down to what the record is. So I'm kind of pretty good on pop quiz. But I'm also, and in relevance to what I'm waffling on about, is the spoken word, the accents, the nuances, the way people say stuff. I kind of think the same way when it comes to catchphrases or comedy sketches. And some people do try and pass off comedy sketches or catchphrases almost as their own work. They don't actually say, "Oh, yeah, yeah," and reference it to Fast Show or something like that. They just let you take it and accept it as their own work. You know, just waffle along and you laugh at it, and they don't go back and say, "Yeah, I got that from Phoenix Nights or whatever." But yeah, I'm terrible, so don't do that to me, because I will work it out. I will work out that you're using a line or a phrase or something from a particular comedy series, or in some cases they're actually just the odd phrase that somebody uses quite a lot. You know, I mean people have catchphrases like Top Gear's on this bombshell and all those kind of things, so I tend to be able to tell that way of remembering stuff like that. And sometimes I don't know why I'm remembering it, but I am, and they are, and I kind of like going back to it. So maybe it's because I concentrate too much on the actual spoken word and stuff like that, and I become a bit of an anorak. Anyway, as I said to you at the very, very start, this is kind of a little test to see, you know, if I can pontificate about something I know nothing about, and I don't know nothing about the spoken word, the way people talk, the accents, the way they are. And I don't know why I can work out which comedy they've taken it from, what catchphrase and stuff like that. I just know I do. So it's not a subject I know anything about. It's just something I know I think I know something about, if that gets me. And like I say, I'm going to be looking into doing a regular audio booms about a subject or two that I know nothing about, and see how long I can go on about it. It's a bit like the don't say and or but or whatever, those kind of little quizzes type things, where it doesn't matter if I repeat myself in this particular instance, it's just can I say something or talk about something that I tend to think I know nothing about, and see if I can stretch it out for as long as possible. Now, the maximum I can talk about nothing on continuously is 10 minutes on this particular audio boom account with Rob Harvey. I'm up to about 6 minutes at the moment, and I think there is my kind of general limit. So each week, what I'm going to do is trying to throw it out and get a subject that I think that I know nothing about and see how long I can talk about it. And the important part of this is it needs to be relevant to the subject, and I mustn't go off on too many tangents. And hopefully there's some amusing things said along the way. You'll have to be the judge of that. Right, that's about it for me, because I think it's about time that I kind of sorted it out, tidied it all up, and posted it up onto their audio boom. If you want to find out what it is all about, then please visit my little old Facebook group, Rob Harvey, or why not tweet me, Rob RV, that's R-O-B-R-V, with your subject that you think I could talk about for as long as possible, about anything. Now, remember, no religion, no sex things, no political things, things that are divisive, keep them away. It can be a shoe, it can be a banana, it can be a catfish, it can be the way people wear their hair, it can be whatever. But I'll be throwing that out over the next couple of weeks, and then I'll try and post up one a week and see if I can talk for 10 minutes or thereabouts. It's never going to make 10 minutes, but I'm going to aim for that kind of 10 minutes. I reckon the average is going to be 5 and 6 minutes. I'm on 7.5 at the moment, so 7.5 is maximum at the moment, so hopefully I can beat that. And now I'm starting to dry up, which is also another thing, is though this is kind of audio, you can't see me, I've got no script in front of me, no drink in front of me, so if I dry up physically, or I can't think of anything else to talk about because I've got nothing written down, then I have to stop. And that is the end of my Rob Harvey know-it-all boom.